Hey there, Money with Friends family. This is Joe back again. If you missed yesterday's show, during these tapings, and we do two of these at a time, we had an issue with our recorder. And unfortunately, we fixed it, but we weren't able to fix it until after these two episodes. So while we normally appreciate great sound and thoughtful discussion, today, we decided that thoughtful discussion was going to win the day. We thought for a second about not releasing them, but Diane Harris and Bobby Rebell have such a fantastic conversation that we didn't want you to miss it. So without further ado, and with our apologies on the sound quality today, here is today's Money with Friends.
Are you thinking of an end-of-year investment portfolio overhaul? We have two key expert tips on what to focus on, whatever your age, whatever your goals. Plus, we have guest co-host and season two thought leader, Newsweek executive editor Diane Harris, back again, and so much more on this edition of Money with Friends. Welcome to the Money with Friends podcast. I am certified financial planner Bobby Rebell, host of the Financial Grown Up podcast, coming to you from my very grown up kitchen in New York City.
And I am Diane Harris, Newsweek executive editor and the former editor-in-chief of Money Magazine, coming to you from my home office in Montclair, New Jersey.
This is the Money News Show that includes commentary on recent headlines and stories with thought leaders from across the financial landscape, like Diane Harris from Newsweek. We break those stories down into what matters to you, our friends, and we leave you with a takeaway to make it your own. Big thanks to Bestow for supporting Money with Friends. Bestow is term life insurance that is 100% online, never requires a medical exam. Prices start at $3 per month. How do you get it? Apply at hellobestow.com/MWF. That is BESTOW.com/MWF. Diane, so glad to have you back.
It's delightful and delicious to be here. I love this podcast. I love the Money with Friends podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we love you and we love Newsweek. Tell us more about what's going on over there.
So Newsweek is hopping. We are getting ready to do a whole lot of end of year stories. We're planning our 2020 edit calendar. We are bringing on some new contributors. Things are jumping back at the home office.
Awesome. Let's see which one of our money friends is going to bring us in here at our home office to our headline.
This is Bethany from the Money Millhouse. The money talking party starts now. It's time for Money with Friends.
All right. I am going to lead off with our headline. It comes to us from Business Insider, from Tanza Loudenbach. Do you know Tanza, by the way?
I don't know. But this is one person I don't know. I know a lot. People, but
Diane
not her.
It was a career highlight to meet her. And now I'm friends with Diane. Oh my goodness. Anyway,
we are friends.
This is so awesome. But Tanza, she writes a lot and I think her stories are really, really great. So I am excited to share this story with everybody. The headline for this story from Business Insider is, after overhauling five investment portfolios from regular people, a financial expert has two tips anyone can use on their own. Morningstar Director of Personal Finance, Christine Benz, recently overhauled the investment portfolios of everyday Americans from millennials to retirees. Her two biggest takeaways from working with these clients can apply to investors of any age. Keep it simple and don't discount other aspects of your financial plan. The simpler and more streamlined your investments are, the less ongoing oversight they'll require. But as important as investing in the markets is for building wealth, it is not a panacea for misguided financial decisions. Investing doesn't have to be complicated to be fruitful. It should be simple. So this is according to, as we mentioned, Christine Benz. She's the director of personal finance at Morningstar. And she worked with investors of all ages, from a millennial couple balancing their 401ks and future home buying goals to a pair of baby boomers gearing up to retire in the next few years.
Her two biggest takeaways from working with these clients can apply to investors of any age. Keep it simple and don't discount other aspects of your financial plan. One thing that always strikes me as I go through this exercise is how complicated people's portfolios are and how much simpler they could be, Benz told Business Insider. I think streamlining is something that investors of all types can take to heart when they look at their portfolios, she said. I try to think about how they can get the job done with a simpler portfolio mix that will ultimately require less ongoing oversight. Job changes can result in multiple 401ks or IRA rollovers, for example, so it's smart to combine those to avoid paying more fees and doubling up on the same investments. I try to streamline at the account level, Ben says, and then definitely at the holdings level, where people bring portfolios with a lot of overlap, or maybe they have a kind of half-hearted individual stock portfolio that they don't pay a lot of attention to. The simpler the investments, the less ongoing attention they require from the investor, Ben said.
And it's not just about the investment portfolio. It may seem counterintuitive, but being a successful investor often requires looking outside of your portfolio. Many of Ben's recommendations for her portfolio makeover clients relate to their larger financial plan, not just their holdings, because as important as investing in the markets is for building wealth, it's not a panacea for misguided financial habits. That's a little bit repetitive from before. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
When in fact, it's decisions like when you retire and Social Security claiming and what kind of budget you're living on in your accumulation years. These are the decisions that ultimately are more impactful. Thoughts, Diane?
Well, so first of all, I have a little bit of a professional crush on Christine Benz, who is the director of personal finance at Morningstar. I have interviewed her many times. We've been on panels together. She is awesome. And so, you know, I invite the whole audience to follow her on Twitter or look up her columns at Morningstar. She's really terrific. And so it's no surprise to me that I think she has the perfect two tips, which basically boil down to make it easy to do the right thing with your money and always look at the big picture. Like that's my interpretation of what she said. And I think if you do those two things, you will never go wrong.
I like that a lot. Yeah. And I like the fact that she's not just about the numbers, that you have to think about how are you living? What are you spending? What are you making? What are your actual goals? And how are you going to get there? Not just throwing money and picking random stocks and then not checking in. If you know you're not somebody that's going to very, very, very actively be on top of your investments, which is probably most of us, you need to keep it simple.
You're
really going to be checking in on it all the time.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And the other thing that she says, or at least implies in her comments here, is that as important as picking the right investments is to your wealth building, ultimately, that's not the most important thing. It's really how much you save and as you get older, when you take Social Security and things like that. We get caught up in, am I picking the right investments? You know, is this the right time to invest? All of those decisions actually take a back seat to just save as much as you can whenever you can.
Right. No one ever complained they had way too much money saved for retirement.
Nobody, including me, even after decades of doing this.
And also, I like that she says, when you retire, think about when you're going to retire, because that can vary. First of all, we have the FIRE movement, which is financial independence, retire early. That's a whole different category, because if you're retiring before you're the age where you can get your tax advantage retirement income. So you can't really get to that in pretty much every case till you're 59 and a half. If you think you're going to retire before then, that 401k is great, but that's not necessarily going to be something you can access until you're 59 and a half. So you have to think about that time period before. And also, even that, we think about retirement as age 60, 65, 70. Many people, just because they enjoy working, they're healthy, and why not, are going to work till they're older. And that also impacts things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the kind of, you know, the kind of work you do or how much you work might change. But keeping a hand in keeps us vital and energetic, connects you to a social community. You know, there are lots of benefits besides the hard, cold cash.
Absolutely. We also reached out to our Money Friends audience to ask them what they had in terms of their ideas for investing, especially as we head into 2020. I always like to get, you know, a little bit, I love looking into the crystal ball. I always love hearing this. I'm not so good at looking back, but maybe next year we'll look back and see what our money friends said and see how that advice would have played out. But Diane, you have some of those comments to share with us.
I do. And Jason said, start small for anyone still unsure. Those micro apps have helped my community overcome their fears. And people, you know, another great person to follow is Jason, V-I-T-U-G. I'm afraid I'm not going to pronounce it correctly. That's why I'm, you know, Jason, we know each other, but I don't think I've ever actually pronounced your last name. Jason Vitug. I hope that's right.
Vitug.
Okay. So he's great. He's great. But and someone people should be following. Erica HR6, keep on keeping on. Short but sweet, absolutely right. I am the real spoon. Slow and steady wins the race. Jay Varghese 81, I'm sorry if I butchered that. Invest in bettering your strengths at your job and get that raise / new job. Excellent advice. Vincent Cipollone. Buy, hold, withdraw slowly, die.
Oh my love goodness.
It. That's awesome. Love it, but that's true, right?
Yes, it is absolutely true. I mean, the truth is the challenge, of course, is we don't know when that last thing is going to happen.
No,
so we don't know our timeline. So we're all kind of, you know, flying blind with investing because we don't know what we will need. But I think that a lot of people are very good at course correcting. That's the truth of it. We need to give ourselves credit that, you know, the market had a great year this year, but it may not another year. And if you are living off your dividends and they're cut, you know what? Your companies are paying out less. You can just spend less that year, probably. Hopefully you have enough wiggle room for that. You can course correct.
What you've just said is so profound, and I want to mark it. That is really, really true. You know, we hear a lot of dire things about whatever generation is about to retire and how they don't have enough and they'll be eating cat food. And the truth is, when you talk to retirees, they are pretty happy and they're doing okay. And I think it's because of exactly that. We course correct. You know, we do what we need to do. And while there are definitely a lot of people struggling, I don't want to make light of that. Course correcting and spending a little less when things are tight and changing your lifestyle a little bit go a long way.
I also really liked that comment that was invest in bettering your strengths at your job yep. and get that raise / new job. Because at the end of the day, even though we all should not spend money frivolously and we should get the best price for everything that we buy, there's nothing better than upping that top line. You know, earn more money is always going to be a lot more fun, enjoyable, and in terms of financial freedom, so much better than cutting back. So I
absolutely
invest in yourself so that you earn more.
My husband and I are split that way. I think it's, you know, like I'm all about earning more. He's all about, you know, living more modestly. I think we're a good balance, but I'm definitely all about increasing the top line. Yeah. If you can.
Well, then how do you control the spending?
Well, we compromise. I mean, we've been married a long time, so we're okay.
Well, we were talking about the outlooks for 2020. Just for fun, we did ask our money friends on our Instagram stories, which everyone, I hope if you're not already following us, please follow us at Money Friends Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. That's our handle at Money Friends Pod. But we asked our Instagram friends, just for fun, as I said, will stocks outperform 2019 returns in 2020. Now, Diane, I don't think I shared this with you beforehand. In fact, no, I didn't. So the choices were, we're going to put Diane on the spot. The choices were can't stop, won't stop, which basically means that we're going to do better in 2020, or tough act to follow, which means, yeah, this was a good year. It's not going to be so easy to beat it. What do you think our audience on Instagram stories said?
Oh, let's see. I think they said, the last one. What was the last one?
Tough act to follow.
Tough act to follow.
What percentage?
Oh, 44%.
Well, no. So which was the majority?
Which was the majority? I'm saying the last. I think the majority was.
So what percentage?
It'll be tough act to follow.
So what percentage?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding, Bobby.
What percentage? Okay. So what percentage said can't stop, won't stop? And what percentage said tough act to follow?
Okay, so I think 44% said can't stop, won't stop, which means that 56%.
Yes, I'm doing the math along with you.
Yes.
You are so spot on. Oh my gosh. So, okay, I feel like you are on Instagram. We have this woman looking at a crystal ball, everybody. So you are the woman with the crystal ball. You were so close. So
really?
Yes, you were so close. So it was 40% said can't stop, won't stop. You said 44%. And it was 60% said tough act to follow, meaning we're not going to do as well in 2020.
Right.
And that was 60%. You said 56%. That is so close.
mark this day because it will never happen again.
Oh, I predict it will definitely happen the next time you are on. That's my prediction. All right, before we get to our takeaways, I do want to thank Bestow for supporting this episode of Money with Friends. Life insurance, Diane, so important. Whatever yes. age you are, certainly if you're getting towards retirement and you have dependents, but it is important at any age. And people have, you know, student debt, people have other obligations. You want your loved ones to be taken care of, but you also want getting it to be easy. The process should not take forever. And if you are familiar with the process of getting life insurance, you will know the potential for how excruciating it can be. Long forms, you can have a medical exam, not even happen until a couple of weeks later, and then you have a long wait for the price that may or may not be what you expected. You have other things to do. I know you certainly do, Diane. So Bestow makes it easy. They offer term life insurance that is 100% online. They never require a medical exam, ever. Prices start at, get this, $3 a month. Policies are available for 2, 10, and 20 years. I think long-term coverage is often a better bet, especially if you're younger and you know you're going to need it for a long time. You don't even need to put your name, your email, and your phone, et cetera, in to get a quote. And to get your quote today, and you're going to feel better because you're just going to have the coverage that you need, apply at hellobestow.com. That is hello, B-E-S-T-O-W.com. /MWF. And please do use our link because that way they know that we sent you and you are doing your part to support Money with Friends. And that's what friends are for, right? My friend Diane?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. It is time for our takeaways. Diane, I have such a short memory. I forget who went first yesterday.
I think it was me. So you're up, Bobby.
I'm up. All right. It is tough to hear. Here's my takeaway. It's tough to hear, but sometimes it is more important to simply earn more money. And I know you agree with me on this, Diane. Yes. So you can invest more. We had an amazing year for stocks, but that probably won't always be true. You can't count on your portfolio to be the be-all and end-all solution to everything financial that you want to happen. I like the big picture approach here. I like Ms. Benz. Not everyone is going to get to retire early and live in resorts like the pictures you see in those ads for brokerages. We should think carefully about our goals and that we need to sometimes have a reality check and maybe make some tough life decisions and some compromises, but it's all good in the end.
Absolutely. And I'm a huge proponent of simplifying your finances, not only when it comes to your investments, but in all aspects of managing your money. So go ahead and make other things simpler too in your financial life. Automate saving for emergencies in college, set up online bill paying, automate increases in contributions to your 401k, whatever you can do. This helps you take advantage of one of the most powerful forces when it comes to your money, which is inertia, or our tendency to just do whatever is easiest. And why not, right? It frees up precious time and mental energy too. It's the proverbial win-win.
I love that. And an excellent point about mental energy, because one of the things that I like about this article is she's stressing to be simple because it's not realistic to be complicated all the time, unless you are, you know, that's your job to manage money. If you're someone that has other things that is your job or you're busy with your family, whatever it may be, why have that mental stress? You know, free up that mental energy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, being complicated doesn't actually result in better gains. You know, I mean, it doesn't actually work. So why do it? Just keep it simple. And as I think one of our Instagram responses said, just keep on keeping on.
I like that too. So big thanks, first of all, to our friends on Instagram that answered our money polls and our questions. If you are not following us, please do at Money Friends Pod. That is our handle both on Instagram and on Twitter. We also love reviews. We changed the format a few months ago and we haven't gotten that many reviews since we changed the format. So if you're enjoying this format with thought leaders like Diane, please absolutely go on and leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy the show. And you can learn more about the show on our website, moneywithfriendspodcast.com, where you can also learn more about our thought leaders like Diane. And Diane, where can people learn more about you and follow everything you have going on over at Newsweek?
Well, you know, follow us at newsweek.com. You know, come to the site and see what we're doing. Occasionally, I even write a story or two, although usually I'm editing. And I'm on Twitter at Diane Harris, simple enough. So follow me there too.
Thank you so much, Diane. And we've loved having you here. You'll be back in about 4 weeks-ish. We're going to be doing some, I think we might take a break in late December. So it won't be exactly 4 weeks, but we look forward to having you back for the next round. We love having you as part of our thought leaders here at Money with Friends. On behalf of Diane and everyone here at Money with Friends, have a great day and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
This show is created and hosted by Joe Saul-Sehy and Bobby Rebel and is a joint venture of BRK Media LLC and Stacking Benjamins LLC, copyright 2019. Taylor Eichenberg engineered this show and Ashley Wall is the producer. For a list of our friends who appear on the podcast, head to our website, moneywithfriendspodcast.com. You can also check out our schedule for upcoming recording sessions so you can join us and be part of the show. As with anything, remember you shouldn't take advice from any of us or any other video or podcast without first talking to your financial advisor, and that the people in this episode are here for your and their entertainment purposes only. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you back here next time with another episode of Money with Friends.